So can you just say your full name for the tape?
My full name?
Yeah.
Ernst Erich Fenske. This is German.
Erich.
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 With CH.
Yeah, right.
It's very hard for you to pronounce the CH, but we are born, like we're born with it.
So how old are you, Ernst, if that's not a rude question?
No, I just turned 79.
Ernie is the kind of person you hear about before you meet. For me, he's always been that old German guy who had something to do with the mountain bike trails we used to ride when we were kids. I, on the other hand, am the kind of person who's occupationally obliged to introduce myself on a weekly basis. Joel Werner, here with Off Track on RN. Thanks for tuning in. I've just spent the morning with Ernst mountain biking along a few of the bush trails out the back of Killala Bay on the New South Wales south coast. This is a sleepy village my family calls home, and I've been riding bikes here for as long as I can remember riding bikes.
Now, what's really interesting, we're here on mountain bikes today, and it's quite close to here that I learnt to ride. I don't know if you've heard this story before, but when I was maybe about 7... my parents were teaching me to ride my bike along the beach at Killala Bay.
Yes, yes.
And I'd gotten the balance down and I'd gotten the pedalling down, but I hadn't gotten steering down. So they pushed me off along the beach, and the slope of the beach took me out. I hit the water and I just kept pedalling for about 10 metres until I was about shoulder height in water, underwater. So, do you remember, you know, you're 79, you've been riding all your life, but do you remember when you first learnt to ride a bike?
Yes, the bikes were too big. They were all men's bikes. You had to put one foot in between the frame to get the pedal through, and then it was a funny way of pedaling. But that's how I started off.
And how old were you?
Oh, probably five or six.
Now, you're from Hamburg.
Yeah, I'm a Hamburger, yes.
How long ago was that then? So that's 70-odd years ago. You've been riding your whole life since then?
Yes. Yeah, I came here in 1957. I joined the Shoalhaven Bicycle User Group, what we call the Bugs, and they did a lot of off-road riding and
quickly found that these bush trails they were riding along, old walking tracks, logging trails, fire access roads, that kind of thing, that they all create what is essentially a bit of a labyrinth out here. For example, where we're chatting today, it's about a 40-minute ride into the scrub at the intersection of three seemingly identical paths. There's broken sandstone, sinking clay puddles, all winding through dense sclerophyll forest. Luckily, over the years, Ernie's got to know this place pretty well.
But this is practically my backyard here, so I decided all these tracks which could be leading anywhere, so it wouldn't get lost. I marked them with little metal triangles and colour-coded.
Yeah, that's right. After mapping out the whole area, Ernie created a network of mountain biking routes, each marked by a different reflective metallic coloured triangle. The idea is that once you have a copy of Ernie's map, the rides are essentially
self-guided. You don't have to know them. If you follow the signs, every time there's a bit of an intersection or a branch, my signs are there so you won't get lost.
Are there various degrees of difficulty?
Yes, they are. They're colour-coded. The green one is easy. There's an orange one, which is near the beach. And then there's a red one, which is up in the hills. Uphill and downhill. Yes.
And which is your favourite? Do you have a favourite?
Well, the closest one, of course, because I'm not as active as I used to be. 6 years in our life when you get health problems make a lot of difference, so I'm just using the easy ones around here.
Ernst kind of understates just how active he is. Not only is he 79, but the health problems he brushes off, chronic leukemia, polymyalgia rheumatica and thyroid disease, these would keep most people my age house, if not bedbound. But not Ernie.
I'm not the one to sit still. I'm not, you know, feed up and watch television all day. No, I can't do it. I have to be active.
And so how often would you come out mountain biking these days?
Three, four times a week. But I pick only the easy ones, you know, shorter distances. I can't do 50, 60 Ks anymore, which is out of question. I do 20, 25 K.
That's still quite a good...
I can't even do 10 kilometres when you get new riders. But that's the way it is.
Now, we're sitting in front of your bike. It's an orange bit of wonderment. It's got proudly labelled on the side that it's Ernie's Dream Machine number 2. Was there an Ernie's Dream Machine number 1?
I can't remember.
It must have been a good dream. Can we have a look at your bike? I mean, there's a lot of modifications you've made here, and
yes.
It's not like they're store-bought modifications. No. Can you take us through a few things you've done?
Yes, it is a dual suspension mountain bike, and one I smashed this up by a car accident.
And tell us what happened with the car accident.
What? Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Happened at the Kalala tip, and I didn't put the handbrake on the car, and it rolled backwards onto a tree with the bike on it.
When we were riding out here, I noticed that there was a bit of a hum coming from your bike. Have you got a bit of assistance going on there, Ed?
Yes, I'm afraid. There's a little 24-volt electric motor on it, which is geared down, and then I also put a little quiet belt drive onto it, onto the rear wheel. And because of the dual suspension, it needs a few tricks to keep the belts tight. So that's why it looks a bit funny.
Because a lot of people, especially in cities these days, have motors on their bikes, but this isn't one that you bought in a store. This is one you attached to yourself.
It was all bolt-on. I bought the motor, and I put my own pulleys on because I'm in the metal trade. I can't make anything. And it gives me a top speed of about 30 kilometres an hour, which is illegal. But I only get on the bush.
Of course. So I shouldn't try to keep up with you today.
No.
This bike, Ernie's Dream Machine 2, it has a charming DIY aesthetic to it. There's what looks like fan belts driven by steel motors. Everything on the bike looks modified or at least tinkered with. But it's no hack job. Ernie knows exactly what he's doing, and trust me, as you're furiously pedaling, trying to catch up to the hum and the whir of the Dream Machine, it's pretty obvious. Everything about this bike, it just works.
So, Ernst, that's
Ernie's Odyssey, take two.
And is this Ernie's Dream Machine, what was it? Ernie's Dream Machine number 3 or 4 now?
No, it is still a good nick.
We've just come back to the road after a ride through the bush. That's a pretty good ride.
It was.
Did you enjoy yourself?
My bloody eye, they did. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. You can say that. But I think it's time to ride back. Coffee, cake, sound good?
Oh, that sounds terrible to me.
Before we get on the road, there's one last thing I wanted to talk to you about. You've got a quite locally famous vegetable patch in your yard. Tell us what you grow there.
Whatever grows well here.
So what's that?
I can't grow because of the insects, the butterflies and the caterpillars. So it's got to be something, either have to cover it with netting or grow like leeks and beetroot. They don't touch that. That grows quite well. And beans, they don't touch the beans.
It's the middle of winter now, so you must be gearing up to think about what you're going to grow in the second half of the year. Can you give us a preview? What do you think's going to be in the garden come summer?
Beans. I like my beans. Peas are not so good because it's too warm the climate here for peas. Now, the beans are doing well and we like them.
Well, when I come down next, I'll have to come around and grab a handful of beans off you.
Oh, you can have a kilo.
Thanks very much for the ride today, Ernst. It's been great.
Oh, it's a pleasure too.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Ernst Ehrlich Fenske, riding Ernie's Dream Machine 2 along some of the mountain bike trails that he established. And you're listening to Off Track here on RN. I'm Joel Werner.